This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. The shock and awe phase of Operation Iraqi Freedom is now underway. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld confirms the air war in Iraq has begun.
To end the regime of Saddam Hussein by striking with force on a scope and scale that makes clear to Iraqis that he and his regime are finished.
Massive explosions have shaken Saddam Hussein's presidential complex in central Baghdad as the U.S. launched its largest aerial bombardment since the start of the war in Iraq. Fires raged on the ground and smoke is pouring into the Baghdad sky. This morning, the U.S. House joined the Senate in approving a resolution of support for President Bush and U.S. troops. Terry Moore reports.
The Senate vote was unanimous. South Dakota Democrat Tim Johnson has a personal stake in the war.
As a father with a son serving as a sergeant in the 101st Airborne, now in the Iraqi theater, I understand the mix of pride and fear that family members are feeling at this time.
In the early morning House vote, a few members voted no, a few others voted present. Some Democrats protested President Bush's decision to go to war. I'm Terry Moore on Capitol Hill.
One observer says President Bush should not lose sight of the country's domestic agenda during the war. More in this report from John Silva.
Otherwise, George W. Bush will meet the same fate as his father a decade earlier.
If it has negative consequences for economy, this would be an extremely, this makes it extremely difficult for presidents to really have a decent shot in 2004 presidential election.
Mahmoud Manjapouri chairs the political science department at Quinnipiac University. He says this effort is different from America's driving out the Afghan Taliban because Iraq possesses the one valuable the U.S. craves, and that gem is oil. I'm John Silva in Hartford.
More in a moment.
I love being a veterinarian, but there's a part I don't love. It's telling clients their dog has heartworm disease because it's something I can prevent. Dog owners often forget monthly heartworm pills, and that puts their pets at risk. But there's an unforgettable heartworm preventative. Just one dose protects dogs from heartworm disease for 6 full months. So forget monthly pills. Ask your veterinarian about 6 months of unforgettable heartworm protection or call 1-800-772-5040.
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market, loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm, it's creamy, delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt, this is it. That's Hidden Valley.
This is the real McCoy, this is Hidden Valley.
That's what ranch dressing is supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley, the benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
Prices consumers pay are on the rise, but just barely. The Core Consumer Price Index posted the smallest increase last month in 37 years. The number, which does not count food and energy prices, increased by only 0.1%. United Airlines has plans to lay off 3,400 employees. More than 1,100 mechanics at the maintenance center in Indianapolis will be let go starting Tuesday, and the facility will be shut down temporarily. On April 1st, 2,300 flight attendants are expected to get pink slips. More after this.
Daddy, can't we read a different book tonight?
Shh. We're just getting to the good part. To set the correct throttle position, loosen the pinch bolt to rotate the governor arm.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
Officials from the World Health Organization claim they are near to determining the cause of a deadly form of pneumonia. Health authorities in Hong Kong say most of the infections could be traced to a single doctor who treated patients in China before becoming ill and dying from what has been called severe acute respiratory syndrome. Even with a war between America and Iraq, preparations continue for the Academy Awards. One film critic says the Oscars will be dramatically less glitzy and upbeat from years past. People magazine's Leah Rosen says the Oscars will be low-key this year.
It will be a far more muted ceremony. They've already said, no matter what, no red carpet entrances. I mean, you don't want to be a star sashaying down the red carpet, talking to interviewer after interviewer and going, it's Oscar de la Renta. It's Valentino. I mean, no one wants to do that, and they're not going to.
The Academy Awards will be handed out Sunday night. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Lyka with today's Car Clinic Minute. On her way to Oz, Dorothy feared lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no! But they're child's play compared to critters who might homestead in your car. Oh, yes! When I come back, I'll name names.
Life savers. Cool, cool, la, la, cool. Cool on the tongue. Cool, la, la, cool.
Cool on the tongue.
The
refreshing flavor of life.
You think Noah had it rough managing all those beasts? At least he had an ark. But some of them might hole up in your car. According to Pennzoil survey of 16,000 auto technicians, culprits for some repairs were furry, feathery, or scaly, like chickens trapped in air filters, squirrel nests in the AC, snakes wrapped around brake rotors, and rats storing dog food in exhaust pipes. But wait, don't call the Pied Piper. Have your vehicle checked out regularly by a qualified technician. I'm Bobby Lykus. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Good afternoon. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. 7:30 the hour. Program produced by Catherine Day. Robin Bittman announces for us. The phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. You can email during the program at MikeDMalloy at earthlink.net. Al Martin will join us during the second hour. Right before the program, I got something here from Liberal Slant written by D. Grant Haynes. We have entered into a long night of spiritual darkness. Show me no flags, please. Many helpless and innocent people are suffering and dying in Iraq now, as a malevolent American administration rains an unprovoked and unprecedented fusillade of death and destruction into Iraq's densely populated urban centers in the opening volley of an unjust war that should not occur. Thousands are dying at this moment. Tens of thousands die in the next days and weeks as the most powerful nation on earth pummels from the cowardly safety of ships at sea and high-flying aircraft a largely defenseless third-world country that has done Americans no harm. This is a dark and shameful hour. May the people of Iraq who are making their transitions today, who are dying, most especially the children, be comforted and ushered across the void by ever-present angels of mercy and love, and may they disembark on a brighter and more peaceful shore, one where Bush, with his bombs and missiles and bristling armadas, can no longer threaten and terrorize them. From liberal veteran, that's his name at Democratic Underground, I guess. Mike, all the people who are cheering the bombing of Baghdad and the deaths of civilians need to be reminded of the disgust that we all felt at the pictures of Palestinians dancing in the streets on September 11th. So many people claim to be repulsed and shocked by that reaction. But aren't we seeing the same thing among many of our own people? If you read this on the air, just call me liberal veteran, because that is what I am. And this veteran has never been more ashamed to be an American than I am today. I don't know if you saw it. You probably did. I sat here in the studio and watched. This is the United States attacking a truly defenseless third world country. And that was just Baghdad. Donald Rumsfeld at the Pentagon press briefing when the bombing ceased.
It seems to me that we're moving relatively freely toward Baghdad. General Myers talked about we're 100 miles inside. There's reports of surrenders. Yet we keep talking about this overwhelming force that we're prepared to use. I'm wondering, are you concerned at all that we will be seen as a bully?
The United States and the coalition forces have taken every conceivable step, diplomatic, economic, and ultimatum, and a careful, measured beginning. What we are currently doing could not, by any stretch of the imagination, fit what you just said.
And you wonder, if you do, why I and many people call this man insane. What we are currently doing, he said, could not by any stretch of the imagination fit what you just said, that we'll be seen as a bully. We're not bullies. The United States government now, under George W. Bush, is in the process of committing war crimes for which they should be tried. Like any out-of-control, murderous regime that since the 1940s has been brought into the dock for those crimes. It, as much as I love the institutions of my country, I love our Constitution. We've had our dark moments of history, but we've tried to reconcile those dark moments of history, whether it has been slavery or targeted assassinations. But I'll tell you, today I am deeply, deeply ashamed to call myself an American citizen. Deeply ashamed. We will be covering pretty much today, at least in this first hour, the protests that are going on globally, not just in this country, but on just about every continent on the planet, because of this cowardly, violent, murderous act that George W. Bush and his cabinet have unleashed against the people of Iraq. This is a dark day. This is a filthy day. This is a day for shame. Utter, absolute shame.
Took place on November 27th, 2002, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar, this is Ken. How may I help you?
My car was stolen, and it's got OnStar. And I filed all the police reports and everything.
No, we can actually track the vehicle.
You can?
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome.
Okay, but do you have the number for your account handy?
I don't have anything. They stole everything. What do you need me to give you?
What's your home number? What's the area code first?
248.
An OnStar advisor can help locate a stolen vehicle using satellite technology and provide help in many other situations.
How do you track it? How long does that take?
Actually, I have a location on it right now.
You do?
Yes, ma'am. So I will call the local police department of where it is.
OnStar is available in many Chevrolet cars and trucks. Visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com for details.
The officers are there. They got the vehicle. It is unoccupied, and I'll handle it from here.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
We did recover the vehicle.
Oh, you did? Ken, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steph and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Say. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
We've just seen the first war of the 21st century, and there's universal approval of the statements I have made, and I am confident there will be universal approval of the actions this government takes.
Before past the hour, we're at 800-TALK-YES. Stephen is calling from Alabama. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Not good.
Well, I'm on the other end of the spectrum, but I appreciate us being able to talk about it. Can you refresh the listeners your thoughts on 1998 and Operation Desert Fox, how you felt then? Your comments and feelings about the attack then on Iraq.
Well, I thought they were stupid then. Not quite as stupid as they are now, because the attacks ordered by Clinton in 98 had to do with some jive turkey nonsense about Pappy Bush over in Kuwait to line his pockets with more money, and there was a report.
There was a report.
Shut up, sir. If you ask me a question, I'll answer it. Now, I don't have any tolerance for you people today, okay? You right-wingers, you death-dealing warmongers, I have no tolerance for you at all. the false reports that were generated about Pappy Bush, that somebody was going to take a shot at his worthless ass, and in response to that, Bill Clinton sent missiles into southern Iraq. Now, what's your point?
My point is, the bottom line is, Iraq got bombed, right? And we didn't have the people jumping in.
He was everybody's president, you moron. He was elected. He was elected, not like this asswipe that's in office now that was appointed by the Supreme Court. Look, go away, okay? I don't want to hear from you people today. I really, really don't. You make me sick. You just make me sick. What you people ought to do is secede from the Union, okay? Just get the hell out. Form your own little totalitarian dictatorship where you can sit around and do for these thugs what Monica did for Bill. I know you'd be happy. Don't call the program today, because I don't want to hear from you. You make me sick. Absolutely make me sick. And this is just not a day when I can draw into my, like Peter Werby does, into my Tai Chi calmed core and tolerate you animals. I want nothing whatsoever to do with you. RJ is calling from San Jose, California.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, RJ.
Well, I tried to call you the other day, and I had to run off because I had a lunch appointment, but I, if you don't mind me sharing a little,
sure,
hopefully humorous bit here. When I was reading the news and I saw the declaration by the Homeland Security Office that they were now launching Operation Liberty Shield, I swear to God, the first thought that went through my mind was, it's a feminine hygiene product.
Liberty Shield.
Yeah, it keeps your civil rights fresh, even though people are trampling them with their jackboots. And
right.
Next up from the Bush regime, of course, is that lovely product, gee, your rhetoric smelled like bullshit. Pardon my French there.
Well, now, see, you can't do that on the program.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Okay? You
okay,
can't.
All right.
Oh, okay,
I promise I won't do
okay,
it
okay, see, by the rules, I'm supposed to just hang up now and move on to the next caller. I'll let you proceed. But please don't, all you folks, don't do that. This is not, I know you're listening on the Internet, but we do have radio stations to carry this program,
okay.
And I can't allow that to go on. All right,
sir.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Chief.
That's all right.
The thing I was calling about was that a bit of refreshing news to read is in the San Francisco Chronicle. On page 3 of their first section, which they normally it's listed as, you know, alphabetical, A, B, C, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
They've retitled their first section of the paper W, as in war reporting.
Uh-huh.
And on page 3, they have an article about the SF police playing catch-up with yesterday's protesters.
Right.
Now, if you, I don't know what the news looked like outside of San Francisco, but I caught a little bit of CNN and various, and the headline was San Francisco police arrest, you know, 1,000, 1,300, whatever the number of protesters.
Can I get you to hold?
Sure.
All right, hold right there while we take a quick break.
Honey, why are you wallpapering? Hmm? I thought you needed to fix the lawnmower and a bunch of other stuff around here.
This isn't wallpaper. I'm just hanging up my to-do list. Have a lot on your list? Sears can get you through it more quickly by offering easy access to over 4.5 million parts. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME, click on Sears.com, or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find the right part for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
And now for something completely different.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The war on Iraq has given the British government the leverage it needs to crush the firefighters' union. Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott says the government will introduce a bill in Parliament soon, forcing a contract on the firefighters and taking direct control over their operations. The move comes just 2 days after union delegates resoundingly rejected a contract offer calling for a 16% pay raise over the next 3 years. That move, coupled with the government's response, could spark new strikes. A 24-hour walkout scheduled for today, however, has been canceled.
The union attempting to organize workers at the nation's largest uniform supplier says employees are entitled to millions of dollars in unpaid overtime. This week, Unite, the Union of Needle Trades, Industrial and Textile Employees, filed a class action suit in a U.S. court charging the Cintas Corporation with violations of the Fair Labor Standards Act. The union says as many as 3,500 current and former Cintas workers are entitled to up to $100 million in unpaid overtime. Cintas argues that the employees in question were operating as salespersons and thus not entitled to time and a half pay.
A Florida-based manufacturer of body armor for the police and military may be in more legal trouble for its union-busting activities. Workers at Point Blank's factory outside Fort Lauderdale have been trying since July to unionize, but the company engaged in a surveillance and retribution effort against workers leading the organizing drive. In January, a federal judge issued an injunction against Point Blank, citing multiple violations of labor law, but Point Blank now faces 15 new charges of union busting since then. The company fired at least one worker for union activities and withheld overtime from others who support the union. If the National Labor Relations Board finds merit in the charges, Point Blank could be held in contempt.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, this is Julene Jordan from The Peter Werby Show, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on the IE America Radio Network. It is our mission each and every day to inform and educate you, the audience, about progressive news and views. The Peter Werby Show is your source for left-of-center information, and we have a little bit of fun along the way as well. Tune in weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen live at www.ieamericaradio.com. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS. Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour, we're talking with RJ in San Jose. RJ, thanks for holding on. Now, you were talking about the police trying to catch up with the demonstrators in San Francisco.
Yeah, this was published in the San Francisco Chronicle. It's also in their online edition at www.sfgate.com under a link that says Hit and Run, New Form of Civil Disobedience. Hit and Run, New Form of Civil Disobedience. And it's an interesting article about how it wasn't a large peace march in the traditional sense, but the group was moving hither and yon and shutting this one area down, and as the cops moved in to try to stop them, two things would happen. Either the police themselves, in trying to round them up, would create more of a traffic jam than the original protesters, or the protesters would just get up and move off before the police could actually track them down. And the part of the story that I want to read here, because I know there's a lot of people like yourself that are feeling shot down, pardon the expression, by everything that's going on and the notion of, you know, is there anything that can be accomplished? Are the things people doing actually making a difference? And I want to read this. This is the last three paragraphs of the story. Officer Drew Cohen, who was documenting the police response on his camcorder for the department, said he came away with a respect for demonstrators' tactics. They succeeded this morning. They shut the city down, Cohen said. They're highly organized, but they're totally spontaneous. I think police are doing a great job, but the protesters are always a few steps ahead of us. Our success, the police success, will come when we arrest so many of them, we have depleted their ranks, Cohen said. Otherwise, we can only play catch-up. And I can't tell you how cheered I was.
Mm-hmm.
To read that.
Well, Shelby LePre, who runs RadioPower.org and lives in the Pittsburgh area, said the same tactic was used successfully in Pittsburgh yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Where crowds of people, it's kind of like The nearest thing I could think of is when you watch the Animal Channel, Animal Planet, and they have the big schools of fish darting hither and yon. There are millions of fish in the school, but by some transmitted signal that we don't understand, they shift and go a different direction. And I think that's an excellent tactic. It's very easy to control and contain 10,000, 50,000, even 100,000. Look what happened in New York back on March 15th. Or was it March 15th or February 15th, I guess, when the parade permit was denied, tens of thousands of people showed up, but they were funneled into one area and therefore controlled. It's got a point, I think, has to be made to the civil authorities that we will not be contained and controlled. They can't arrest us. That's their job. Our job is to stop this murderous bastard who now operates out of the White House, who runs this government. That's our job, is to stop him. And the police have a job, and that is to arrest us if they see fit to do it. Now, I understand something like 1,200 to 1,500 people were arrested in this country yesterday. We need to get that up to a million people arrested, 10 million people arrested.
According to the Chronicle, they're saying 1,300 people in San Francisco
alone
were arrested in 16 hours yesterday.
Okay.
So that's just San Francisco alone.
That's just San Francisco. Right. Yeah.
And the thing I heard from folks who were in the city, and I don't know how much it came across the news. The one clip I saw, a video, was of some guy getting out of his stupid, useless vehicle and trying to beat up protesters. You know, the violence that got the 30-second clip was not a protester.
Mm-hmm.
It was some guy in an SUV inflicting violence on people.
Oh, yeah, some jackass like the person that I had the courtesy to put on my program until he starts talking like the vermin that he is.
What I want to mention here is that the folks I know who were in the city who had business were walking through the financial district on foot traffic, going against the grain of the crowds, of the people trying to demonstrate, looking pretty mundane, you know, suit and tie kind of look, got no grief, you know.
Right.
They were walking upstream from the salmon pretty much, but people got out of the way. There was no pushing, jostling. There was no verbal abuse, nothing.
Right.
So, you know, the
arrests are deliberately designed to, you know, more shock and awe, to convince Americans that we do not have a right to protest what this madman in the White House is doing and what his collection of insane people who are now running this country. We are supposed to be intimidated. And I'll tell you, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen this weekend. I know here in Atlanta, in the heart of the financial district downtown Atlanta, there's going to be a demonstration. I have no idea how many people will show up. We will be there
as
faces in the crowd. And I would hope that thousands will turn out. But this is Redneckville. And by redneck, I don't mean a racial characterization. I mean a mindset. You know, this is Atlanta. This is the South. This is Georgia. And so many white people in the South have just had their brains fried. It's just so thoroughly by the white racist talk show hosts that are on the air down here, by this military mindset. This is the South. We had our asses kicked and kicked severely by the North during the Civil War. And a lot of white people this has been handed down and handed down and handed down. So there's thuggery here of the highest order, the kind of thuggery that exists in the South. You don't find in the Southwest or the West or the Midwest, Northeast. It's real thuggery.
Well, I grew up in and around Chicago. I understand what you're talking about in a slightly different sense, but I do understand.
Right.
The one thing that just popped into my mind while you're talking about that is that, and this is a hard thing for people who are protesting the actions of the Bush regime to remember and to act on, but I think it's vitally important, is that every time that there's a film clip of somebody on the side of the protesters, on the side of the angels, that reacts to violence with violence, it undermines the position that people are taking. And I'm just reminded of the efforts of Gandhi and of Martin Luther King to say, okay, the cycle ends here. We do not meet violence with violence. We meet violence with principled moral opposition. And if that means we get our butts whomped until we're black and blue and our blood is running in the streets, then that's what we do. Because if we don't, then we're saying that our moral position has a right to use the tools that we oppose. And I realize it's easy to say that. I'm sitting here on a phone talking on the radio, but if the people who believe that this invasion has no moral standing, is not legal in any international sense, want to impress upon people who are unaware of it. And I think there's a lot of folks in this country that are not bad folks. They're just able to live in a very insisted way, a very little enclosure of their own bubble that says, keep all the bad stuff out. And they don't care where the bad stuff is coming from, whether it's coming from, you know, Pappy Bush or his son, or it's coming from some long-haired freako peacenik saying, this is crap. All they know is, you're disturbing my status quo.
Well, I understand, and I do appreciate your point of view there. RJ, let me move on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. I hope you call in again.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. I do appreciate RJ's stance, and his stance is the correct stance. You bet. You bet. But I'm not Gandhi. I'm not Christ. I'm not Martin Luther King. You know, I am a very pissed off, late middle-aged white man who, I'm sorry to say, will probably make the situation worse. If I'm in a demonstration and I'm attacked or assaulted, RJ's position is the proper position. There's no question about it. There just is no question about it. That's the Peter Werbe position. You know, the centered Zen kind of approach, absorb, deflect the violence. I'm just not there. And I wish I were, but I am not. And I'm a very reactive, in that sense, very reactive individual. I can just be peaceful as a ocean sunset. But I do not have the capacity that RJ is talking about, and I aspire to it. I'd like to get there someday before I leave this earthly coil, or otherwise I'm probably just going to have to come back and do this all over again. But I'm not there yet, and I just if I'm attacked or if I'm shoved or pushed or spat upon or hassled or punched, I will react to that, and I wish I could transcend that. I wish I could. Lance is calling from Manhattan, Illinois. Hey, Lance.
Hey, Mike. You just brought up a subject that I wasn't calling about, but I've been in a few protests and have taken blows from the police and people walking by who were small-minded. And I'm going to go this weekend, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to take it this time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to, but I couldn't say for sure if one of them does something to me that I'm going to just be happy about absorbing it. Because
well, I don't think anybody's going to mess with you. I've said before, you're 6 foot a million and...
Oh, Mike, I've been... I tend to speak my mind, and I've been hit with the billy club and poked here and there by various police officials, and I just don't know that I'm going to let them do that this time. I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm reaching the saturation point.
Well, that's where I'm at.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Now,
what you really called about?
If I was a soldier and they told me to go over there, or I was already over there because I followed orders, they said, get in that plane and bomb that city or take that gun and go in there and shoot those people, I would hope that I am honor-bound and legally bound to disobey that order because it's immoral, and my country does not do stuff like this. And I'm a little bit ashamed that I'm not hearing any people in the military doing this. It makes me wonder, because the guy in the office now calling the shots didn't even win the election, it makes me wonder if just a general just decided to take over, if they would just follow his orders blindly, too.
Well, I have heard reports of members of the military. It is kept very quiet. The military, A, doesn't let that out. B, the media would never report it.
Mm.
But there are who would be, just as you and I would be more than willing to defend this country against a foreign invader, but who see Bush for the psychopath that he is. And it's my understanding, it's not getting any media play, but it's my understanding there are members of the U.S. military who are saying no. So I don't know what's
good.
I don't know what's going to happen to those soldiers or airmen or Marines, whatever they are. But there is a limit on, I think, on what your country can ask you to do.
I don't want to pray for them anymore. I don't. That willful ignorance that you talked about, that's not selling to me anymore. When they're over there murdering children, I just can't buy. Okay, you're willfully ignorant, but now you're murdering children. You've crossed the line with me. I'm not praying for you anymore. When all these people say go pray for the soldiers, no, I'm not praying for them no more. I'm praying for the people they're killing. They need to become unwillfully ignorant and stop it.
Yeah.
And when I hear those airplanes, like you were playing at the beginning of your show, going overhead, dropping bombs on them people, I don't see people obeying orders. I see cowards who are hiding behind their ignorance to murder people with it. It makes me kind of, makes my voice crazy because I really love this country, but I'm ashamed. And it's got to stop.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. Every time I call you, now I just bring your whole show down. I apologize.
You don't bring the show down, Lance. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care. You don't bring this show down. JP is calling from Dawsonville, Georgia. JP, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, JP.
Well, you do have a little problem there with the chain of command, and that's sort of the problem. I mean, being in the military is all about following orders, and I'm descended from someone who was a colonel in the Confederate Army, and he was literally kicked out of the Confederate Army because he wouldn't follow orders.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like what he was being told to do, and he was doing what he thought was right, but his commanding officer didn't like what he did, so he was kicked out.
Right, but we set the bar fairly low at the end of World War II when we tried and hanged members of the German General Staff, the Japanese General Staff, and to the lesser members of the German and Japanese military, especially the Germans, who we didn't bring into this country to fight against communism and protect. But the point was made at the Nuremberg trials. There is no defense in I was just following orders.
Yeah.
We established that principle as the victors after World War II. So I am hoping for the day that the civilian authorities who are in charge of the U.S. military now, as a result of what is happening now, that these civilian authorities will be tried as war criminals. I'm not holding my breath. It probably won't happen in my lifetime. It may take 20 years, 25 years, if any of these thugs stay alive. But when the truth of this Bush regime finally is out, and it's probably going to come out from historians, the question will be asked, what did the American people do? Just like we asked about the Germans. What did they do to prevent what became World War II? What became the slaughter in Europe? And I'm telling you, JP, these people running the country now are war criminals.
That's true, and that's really sort of the trap or the big problem of the whole situation, I guess. And the problem with this war, in my opinion, is it's not a war.
It's not a war. Sided. That's right. It's not a war. It's an attack.
War is two-sided.
That's right. That's right. This is an attack. This is an immoral, illegal attack on a for God's sake, third world country of a bunch of people who are just struggling to stay alive. This is, now, where are all the weapons of mass destruction? Anybody with the sense God gave a cockroach would understand that if Saddam Hussein really had in his possession these weapons of mass destruction, they would be out there now. JP, I got to leave it there, pal. Thanks for checking in.
Let me say one
quickly.
More thing. About this war.
Well, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you, JP.
Got a lot of time.
lending success story from LendingTree.com.
I'm way too busy to get a line of credit right now, so I'm letting LendingTree.com get one for me. Well, actually, they're getting me four. I fill out one simple form and get four offers back within hours. I will eventually have to take a minute to choose one, but that's the fun part anyway.
Visit LendingTree.com or call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at LendingTree.com.
I'm Phil Limpert, your supermarket guru, with today's Hidden Valley Ranch dressing tip right after this.
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market, loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm, it's creamy, delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt, this is it.
That's Hidden Valley.
This is the real McCoy. This is the Hidden Valley.
That's what ranch dressing is supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley, the benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
What's so special about dark leafy greens? Well, they can prevent blindness, decrease birth defects, prevent heart disease, decrease blood pressure, and they taste great. Dark leafy greens are rich in beta-carotene, supply lutein and zeaxanthin, rich in folic acid, the B vitamin that has been proven to reduce heart disease. Remember, the darker the green, the more nutrients. Hidden Valley Ranch, the way ranch is supposed to taste, because they made it first and made it taste right.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine. Here's what the late Senator Paul Wellstone said. At a time of growing concentration, In These Times is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, the people who say they are sick of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune Into Tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Doing talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, we're talking with JP, who is calling from Dawsonville, Georgia. Go ahead, JP, wrap it up for me. Thanks for holding on.
Okay. Sometimes
when my sugar gets low at night, I'll have some pretty strange dreams. And one of the dreams I had recently was one where I was being chased down by a smart bomb. And I've seen some of these clips where you'll see the vision on TV from the smart bomb when it's
right.
heading right towards the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, right towards the house that's about to hit.
Toward the target, right.
And that's what I saw. I mean, it was headed right towards my house.
Well, imagine...
And when it was about to hit my house, that's when I woke up. And that's when I realized, hey, they could use those things against us.
Right. Well, imagine the people of Iraq who have done nothing to us, who can't wake up, who woke up dead this morning.
And I began to realize, well, what? Why even worry about gun control when our own government has these smart bombs?
Yeah, I know. It's we're just, I don't know. We're in the dark ages here. JP, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Mike is calling from Washington, D.C. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Not good.
No, neither am I, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, on the one hand, I have to say this, and I hate to, but I cannot support our troops. It's a question of, well, gee, the Wehrmacht supported the German army, but what did that make the German people for supporting them?
I know.
And that's where we're at. We are exactly as legally in Iraq as Hitler was legally in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen now that we've lit the fuse? What's going to happen after our shock and awe produces a back shock?
Well, I think it's coming as surely as God made little green apples. We are going to be hit in this country, or U.S. Citizens or U.S. property assets, whether it's corporate or diplomatic, is going to be hit. Let me put you on hold. We got a break here. Let me put you on hold, Mike. I'll come back to you after
sure.
break, right? Because we got to bail out of here for a couple of minutes. We're going to try to get Al Martin in. All the lines are full. I don't know how in the hell he's going to get in here, but we'll try to have Al Martin and your phone calls coming back, plus some reports, global reports, on demonstrations against this murderous regime that now runs the United States.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
The place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. U.S.-led airstrikes are underway again in Iraq.
Shortly after night fell over Baghdad, the airstrikes began earlier than they had in the previous 2 days of the campaign. Anti-aircraft tracer fire could be seen shooting into the night sky. Explosions were heard all over the city. Officials in Washington say this bombardment will be more significant than those we have witnessed over the past 48 hours and is the start of what the Pentagon calls Operation Shock and Awe. It will go, officials say, far beyond the previous surgical strikes that were aimed at a narrow range of targets. Simon Marks, Amman.
A United Nations agency is donating $1 million to Iran to prepare for an expected influx of Iraqi refugees. As Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran, Iran would like more help dealing with the possible Iraqi exodus.
The UN's refugee agency has donated the money to set up four camps along the Iranian border with Iraq. An agency spokesman in Iran says the money will help the country deal with up to 60,000 refugees. He said the $1 million will help Iran clear landmines, construct roads, and build water and sanitation facilities at the sites. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has appealed for $60 million to serve an expected 600,000 Iraqi refugees. Over half of those refugees are expected to flee to Iran. Iran has closed its borders with Iraq, but has said it will settle refugees under emergency situations. More than 1 million Iraqi refugees fled to Iran during the 1991 Persian Gulf War. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
Baghdad is not the only target in the U.S. campaign against Iraq. Allied airstrikes have hit targets today in the city of Mosul in northern Iraq. Strikes are also being reported near Kirkuk, which is a valued target because of oil fields. More in a moment.
I had a bad headache. I tried Advil liquid gels. They work faster than Tylenol.
I needed stronger medicine, and Advil liquid gels get that medicine to my headache faster.
I get better relief with Advil liquid gels.
Every day, more people are choosing Advil liquid gels to relieve tough headache pain. Advil has these advanced capsules with liquid medicine inside to rush relief where you need it. Proven faster, stronger, better than Tylenol.
Now, every time I get a tough headache, I choose Advil liquid gels.
For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
I love being a veterinarian, but there's a part I don't love. It's telling clients their dog has heartworm disease, because it's something I can prevent. Dog owners often forget monthly heartworm pills, and that puts their pets at risk. But there's an unforgettable heartworm preventative. Just one dose protects dogs from heartworm disease for 6 full months. So forget monthly pills. Ask your veterinarian about 6 months of unforgettable heartworm protection or call 1-800-772-5040.
The Core Consumer Price Index posted the smallest increase last month in 37 years. The number, which does not count food and energy prices, increased by 0.1%, which was less than expected. However, the February numbers showed energy surged and food costs jumped. The CPI rose 0.6% last month, which was the biggest gain since a matching increase in January of 2001. Energy prices were up 5.9%. More news in a moment.
Right now is a great time to buy Goodyear tires because all Goodyear brand tires are on sale. This includes Goodyear's highest quality tires. And for a limited time, get up to $50 cash on a cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. So stop into Goodyear today for big savings on all Goodyear tires and get up to $50 cash. But hurry, these offers end April 5th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details in the Goodyear store near you or visit a participating retailer where Goodyear tires are sold.
With Operation Iraqi Freedom in its second full day, the Red Cross is helping the troops and their families.
We handle thousands of cases a year linking servicemen and their families together when there are problems at home and the serviceman needs to return home, such as a serious illness or death in the family.
Director of the Red Cross Emergency Communications Center, Adam Barshak, says troops' families can also get a health and welfare request if they don't hear from their loved ones. As the war against Iraq escalates, military spouses find it hard to keep up a brave face for their kids.
Jennifer Smith's husband is with the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell. She says different approaches are needed to explain Daddy's deployment to her 12- and 5-year-old kids.
My 12-year-old more or less understands. The 5-year-old, we have to explain that Daddy's out there serving the country.
Soldiers from the 101st have been part of every U.S. military operation since World War II. I'm Mary Perrin.
I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bigger is better, right? Not necessarily, especially when it comes to oversized wheels and tires on your vehicle. There could be some real consequences for switching from the manufacturer's recommended sizes. And when I come back, I'll tell you why.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power spark plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? He said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power spark plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Oversized wheels and tires can cost you more than their sticker price. Today's cars' onboard computers are programmed to perform with factory-sized wheels. Switching sizes confuses the computer, and it's not nice to fool Mother Nature or your car's computer. The cost? Poor performance, lower mileage, and increased transmission wear. Also affected, anti-lock brake systems and speedometer accuracy. So invest your money wisely in the best tires with factory-recommended dimensions. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. About 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. We're talking with Mike in Washington, D.C. Mike, thanks for holding on. Go ahead.
Not a problem. You know, I think part of the problem is, Mike, that no one has ever done to us what Eisenhower did to the German people surrounding the concentration camps. Do you recall what that was?
You got me on that one. Oh, make them come into the concentration camps and see the piles of corpses.
Not only that, he made them bury each and every
one
of them.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. We have not been faced with the inevitable results of our military adventures.
Mm-hmm.
Only the people that we sent over there lost their minds and had to deal with post-traumatic shock and so forth.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, when you cross the Bush crime family, any member of the Bush crime family, that's like crossing Tony Soprano. Not to delve into fiction, but you eventually are going to be killed. And people around you are going to be killed. Remember what Bush Sr. did after Noriega, Manuel Noriega, became less than an asset to Pappy Bush. Pappy Bush had dealt with Manuel Noriega for years when Pappy Bush was the head of the CIA, when he was vice president, even when he was president. But eventually, Noriega decided to go his own way, and there was some fear on the part of Pappy Bush that Noriega would spill his guts and tell the world what a thug and a criminal Noriega was. Well, look what happened. 8,000 Panamanians were slaughtered, or 4,000, depending on who you want to believe. 4,000 to 8,000 Panamanian citizens were slaughtered so that Pappy Bush could get his bony, filthy fingers on Noriega, and Noriega now rots in a jail in Miami. You don't cross the Bush crime family. If you do, you wind up either in prison for the rest of your life or dead. Your country, your city is bombed to pieces, and anyone around you will be slaughtered. These people are murderous killers.
Correct. And unfortunately, their homicidal mania will reflect on us.
Well,
we will pay the tab.
That's very true. That's very true. Mike, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Appreciate the call. Around the globe, as a result of this murderous slaughter launched by Bush Jr., around the globe now, the reports as provided to the world by CNN and Al Jazeera and other cable networks, television networks, The eyewitness accounts of the bombing, the destruction, the murder that's going on. The result is that more demonstrations in this country are planned for this week, and I hope they never stop. Around the world, chanting. Let me just give you a few here. This is from the French news agency. Chanting anti-American slogans, tens of thousands of Muslims took to the streets of Middle Eastern cities after Friday prayers for a second consecutive day of demonstrations against the attack on Iraq. The biggest protests were in the Yemeni capital, where three demonstrators and a policeman were killed in clashes. Equally fiery rallies were held in Bahrain, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, in the West Bank. Tens of thousands of angry demonstrators marched on the U.S. Embassy in Yemen, chanting slogans against the U.S., Israel, and Arab leaders as U.S. and British forces continued their advance into Iraq. They shouted, "Death to America, death to Israel," and to their own leaders, they shouted, "Leave office and open the door to jihad." Security source in the capital of Yemen said that besides the four deaths, 18 people were injured, dozens more detained. Thousands of demonstrators clashed with security forces in the southern Jordanian town of Ma'an, an Islamist stronghold with a history of violent anti-government protests, chanting, "With our blood and our soul, we will support you, Saddam." They rained a barrage of stones on lines of police, who replied with a volley of tear gas. Hundreds of people also took to the streets of the capital of Jordan, Amman, and the northern city of Irbid after the weekly Friday prayers, despite a government ban. Police also used force in Cairo, Egypt, dispersing with water cannons and baton charges. Several hundred protesters chanting anti-American slogans outside the Egyptian capital's historic Al-Azhar Mosque. Inside the mosque, as many as 4,000 worshippers chanted, "Down with America, Al-Akbar." Some clambered onto the roof of Al-Azhar to hurl stones, shoes, and rubbish at the security forces. 10 people injured there. 1,000 demonstrators then marched from the Al-Azhar district to the central Tahrir Square, by which time their numbers had swelled to 3,000. In the Bahraini capital, police fired at least 10 tear gas canisters at a group of around 300 youths trying to hurl stones at the U.S. Embassy, despite yesterday's appeal for calm by Bahrain's King Hamad. In the West Bank town of Nablus, some 5,000 Palestinians carrying Iraqi flags and pictures of Saddam marched through the streets chanting slogans like "America, the mother of terrorism." In Tukaram and Jenin, south of Nablus, thousands marched to the streets shouting support for Iraq and attacking Arab leaders for allowing the United States and its allies to use their territory. In Bethlehem in the southern West Bank, 200 people demonstrated, shouting, "Saddam, fire chemical weapons at Tel Aviv." In East Jerusalem, Israeli police used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse some 300 Palestinians, shouting their willingness to die for Saddam. In Ein Hawa, in the occupied territories, around 2,000 vented their anger on U.S. President Bush, British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. The protester chanted, "Death to Bush, death to Blair. You are assassins like your friend Sharon." They also accused Mubarak of being an American spy. The national flags of three countries were ceremoniously burned, while those of Germany and France flew between the Iraqi and Palestinian flags. In Beirut, Lebanon police used water cannons to stop students marching on the U.S. embassy. It goes on and on. Hamas now, the militant Islamic group Hamas and Islamic Jihad, both urged Iraqis to carry out suicide bombings against invading U.S. and British forces. Hamas leader Abdelaziz Al-Rantisi said Iraqis should prepare explosive belts and would-be martyrs, that would be the suicide bombers, to combat the U.S. occupiers. The statement went on, the American aggression, the American invaders are now on Iraqi soil, and therefore Iraqis must confront them with all possible means, including suicide operations. In Africa, newspapers across Africa poured scorn on Bush over the war in Iraq. In the South African weekly The Mail and Guardian, they called Bush a whore, their word, a whore, quote, who more than any of his 42 predecessors has prostituted himself to his country's industrial interests. Kenya's Daily Nation on its front page said, "What a senseless war." The paper warned in Kenya that Bush had embarked on a path that could make the world even more unsafe. what else? In Morocco, the anger is focused on what is called the intolerable injustice of the Iraq War. The Morocco newspaper warned of excesses and anarchy and fanatical religious movements which are simply waiting for the right moment to ruin the country. The Islamic newspaper Al-Azhar wondered if the United States was oblivious to the fact that the war could be seen as justifying reactions against American interests around the world. In Senegal, the newspaper there denounced what it called this illegal aggression and the possible end of international law. Another newspaper in Senegal said this war is neither legitimate nor justified and it defies the international community. A third newspaper, Le Soleil, said with the second war against Iraq and the sidelining of the UN, most of the world's nations feel threatened by American unilateralism. All of the daily newspapers in Tunisia said similar things because Bush has used so much of his psychopathic religious phraseology in both of his attacks, first Afghanistan and now Iraq. He is turning 1.5 billion people in the Muslim world against the United States. If the CIA wants to stop terrorist training efforts, they ought to stop the bombing. It never should have begun. Put duct tape on Bush's mouth. He's a walking, talking poster for anti-American terrorist groups. He is a recruitment poster. It's just incredible. It's just incredible. In Europe, the largest demonstration was in Greece, where more than 150,000 people marched through the capital. In South Asia, Indian-administered Kashmir and Bangladesh saw the largest protests. In Pakistan, there has been a mixed response to a nationwide strike called by an alliance of six Islamist parties to protest against the U.S.-led attack on Iraq. Thousands of people across Australia and East Asia, including Japan, South Korea, and Malaysia, took part in anti-war rallies. In Australia, protesters blocked roads in the country's second-largest city, Melbourne, and chanted slogans against America. In Japan, up to 50,000 people snaked through Tokyo demanding an early end to the war, with demonstrators urging people to boycott American products. Smaller protests were reported in South Korea, Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, and China. This is George Bush. This is George Bush's world. He must be removed from office. It's impossible to put into words the damage that this ignorant man, this murderous man, George W. Bush, is doing to the United States, is doing to our presence abroad, what he is doing to our institutions of self-governance. Southside Carl's calling from Chicago. Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Not good.
I know what you mean. I kind of like tuned out after things got started. But I wanted to talk to you about a few ironies of all of this. You know, we lost this thing morally.
Before it even began.
Yeah, right. And some of these ironies, you know, like I haven't been watching a lot of the news and stuff, but where are the weapons of mass destruction?
They don't exist, Carl. Let me put you on hold. They don't exist. They might have existed, the weapons of mass destruction provided by Bush's father and Ronald Reagan, but they were destroyed during Gulf War I, and they have been destroyed by inspectors. There are no weapons of mass destruction. And, Carl, I think I just cut you off. Call me back.
I enforce justice for the law.
This crusade, this war on terrorism, this is a new kind of evil.
Would you like to get your hands on some of the millions of dollars that are made every day in real estate? Are you looking to generate a large monthly cash flow that can get you out of your dead-end daily routine and into financial freedom? Hi, I'm Carlton Sheets, and many of you know me from my nearly 20 years on television talking about my no-down payment system. I've been building my own net worth through real estate without a down payment for over 30 years. And now with my proven step-by-step system, I'm creating a powerful monthly cash flow for people all over the country who wanted to change their lives. I did it, they did it, and now you can too. Stop living from paycheck to paycheck. I'm offering you this opportunity right now, today, for just $9.95. The Professional Education Institute will send you my entire step-by-step system for you to review and use for 30 days. If you know an opportunity when you hear it, write this number down and call right now, because this time-tested program can make you wealthy. Call 1-800-272-RICH. That's 1-800-272-RICH.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine. Here's what the late Senator Paul Wellstone said. At a time of growing concentration, In These Times is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, the people who say they are sick of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the charts.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hi, I'm Steven Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Steven at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I want you to join us every afternoon, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours of fiery, outspoken, informative, political talk radio that's impossible to ignore. Mike brings you the truth with the facts and sources to back it up. And whether you agree or disagree with his point of view, I guarantee Mike will give you something to talk about. So find out what you've been missing. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and bring a little truth to your life. You'll be glad you did.
We must collectively get after those who kill in the name of some kind of false religion.
Like you and your sick, perverted Christianity, right, George? All right, back to Southside Carl. Didn't mean to hang up on you, pal.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, we were talking about the weapons of mass destruction. I think I had mentioned to you the possibility of you know, maybe some weeks ago when I talked to you about that he maybe didn't have them.
Right. Well, if we spent 12 years, like this Bush thug likes to say, he's defied us for 12 years, if the combined intelligence organizations of England, France, Germany, Israel, and the United States, not to mention the Russians, couldn't find him, if satellite photos and overflights couldn't find them, if on-the-ground inspectors couldn't find them, then one could logically and rationally come to the conclusion they don't exist.
Well, this is the thing that was with me was that I'm like, what are we going to do? I know we're going to, I understand this. We're going to be, what I see how we are as a country, we're sort of like a country of substance abusers. We have a terminal case of denial. And I don't think that they're going to find anything, because if we were in the situation that he was in, our silos would have been empty a long time ago. And if we don't find anything and he doesn't use anything, America isn't going to want to acknowledge that, well, this is immoral, and that, well, he didn't have them. He had been telling us, I don't have them. We don't have them.
Right.
And I don't know how, you know, I know we're going to try to, you know, deny it and get out of it, but I can't see how the world is going to look at us and say that, well, you know what? America was right. I just can't see it, Mike. I don't know, you know, am I missing something or what?
No, you're not. And Carl, what is going on is that George W. Bush is putting a target on every single American, whether in this country or traveling overseas. This murderous thug in the White House, who has now ran scampering to Camp David so he can play his Game Boy and gloat in all the death and destruction he caused, or is in the process of causing, he has put a target on all of us. Now, I remember during the bombing of Serbia, when up there in Chicago, Serbian Americans started wearing T-shirts with targets on them because the NATO attack they felt was strictly against the Serbian people. What Bush has done is literally put a target on every single American. I don't care if they're standing in a line at an airport ticket counter in Germany or trying to do shopping at a shopping mall in Tokyo or going to work at an oil refinery in Indonesia. What Bush has done is put a target on every single American. He has put every American at risk. He is a murderous thug. He has to be removed from office.
Well, has did anyone give any kind of commentary to answer that question? Well, you know, what's happening with the weapons of mass destruction? I mean,
No. The horror media in this country is not going to raise the issue at all. Wolf Blitzer or Judy Woodward or some of these rat monsters on Fox News or Judy Woodruff. I mean, none of these people are going to raise the obvious question.
Well, it's pretty simple because, I mean, I asked my son. He's like a junior, 17 years old. And I said, well, what do you think about this? He said, well, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I said, well, why? He said, because if he had something, he probably would have used it.
Right.
And, you know, and that's not that difficult to understand. And I just, you know, I'm really puzzled now. How are we going to, you know, face the world and not answer that question that, well, after all of this,
I hear
he
you.
Doesn't have anything.
I
and
hear
for
you.
Those who, you know, want to argue that, well, he couldn't be contained or he had no limitations or restrictions. Well, what's happening right now shows that, and even this other thing about, well, you know, those who say, well, he tried to kill Bush daddy. Well, what's the first thing Bush do? He gets antsy and don't even tell, I guess, Tony Blair. Well, he tries to assassinate him the first time.
I know. You're trying to make sense out of it, Carl, and it can't be done. Listen, pal, I got to leave it there. Thanks for checking in, Carl. Phone calls when we come back. Stay with us.
Different book tonight.
Shh. We're just getting to the good part. To set the correct throttle position, loosen the pinch bolt to rotate the governor arm.
Have a passion for fixing things? Sears has over 4.5 million parts for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME. Click on Sears.com or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find parts for all major brands no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
And now for something completely different.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Medical breakthroughs might rise out of the mud on the bottom of the sea. I'm Jill Ladwig for Earthwatch Radio. During the past decade, the pharmaceutical industry has been searching for new medically active chemicals, There's a certain measure of urgency in their work. Some infectious diseases have become resistant to antibiotics that are now available, and those drugs are not as effective as they used to be. It's been a long time since major new antibiotics have been found, but researchers in San Diego at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography say they might have hit the mother lode. It's a wealth of medically active chemicals from the ocean floor. William Fennekel directs the Center for Marine Biotechnology and Biomedicine at Scripps. Fennekel and his team collected samples of ocean mud at several locations around the world and at depths of more than 3,000 feet. They found thousands of microbes previously unknown to science, and many of them produce chemicals that slow or stop the growth of diseases.
What we think we found is really the tip of an enormous iceberg. The first understanding that these vast ocean bottoms are going to produce thousands, hundreds of thousands of microorganisms that we can cultivate in a laboratory and use to generate new antibiotics for the future.
Fennekel says more than one-third of the marine microbes he tested produce chemicals that slow or stop the growth of fungus and bacteria. A whopping 80% of the microbes produce chemicals that inhibit the growth of cancer cells. Fennekel says microbes from soil were the source of penicillin and other wonder drugs in the mid-1900s. He says microbes from the sea and the chemicals they produce could bring the next big medical advance. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the charts.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by recruiting will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hey, conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. Around the country, of course, yesterday and again today, Chicago was one of the cities that saw Lakeshore Drive. Any of you who have, if you've not been to Chicago, when you see the aerial photographs of Chicago, it's that long boulevard that snakes along Lake Michigan. Thousands of people shut that down after a demonstration outside the federal courthouse yesterday. According to the Associated Press, late rush hour traffic northbound on the drive was stopped for blocks as demonstrators surged through the police lines. Police tried at several points to contain the crowd, but marchers repeatedly broke through their ranks and marched on, only to be stopped again as police on horseback and others in riot gear headed them off. There were several arrests, but appeared to be no violent clashes between police and protesters. You got to remember, there's a collective memory of what happened at the Democratic National Convention in that city in 1968. 2,000 people filled Federal Plaza downtown for this late afternoon rally that spilled onto nearby streets. According to the AP, helmeted police on horseback watched as speakers denounced the war, denounced Bush, and protesters carried signs. Now, I got an email from a friend in Chicago who says his opinion is that the police in Chicago, not individually, but the police as a group, do not support what Bush is doing and are taking it especially easy. We'll see how that works out on the demonstrators. Of course, in San Francisco, for those of you listening from San Francisco, I don't have to tell you what that was like yesterday. Where else? Pittsburgh. Oh, God. It just goes on and on. On and on. And it has to go on. It has to not stop. This weekend has got to bring millions of people into the streets again. It'll happen around the globe, but it's got to happen in this country. Todd is calling from Chicago. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Mike. Anti-illegal Bush war ditto.
Thank you.
I was out there yesterday amongst 2,000 is way too small, I think.
Well, no, they said the AP said that's how many people formed up early in the afternoon at Federal Plaza.
We have media reports, actual, not indie media, but actual,
right.
Like ABC media reports of 10,000.
Yeah, it swelled to that. I think what the AP is trying to say was it started out with a couple thousand people over at Daley Plaza, and then it expanded and expanded and expanded, got bigger and bigger and bigger. By the time it hit Outer Drive, it was, or Lakeshore Drive, it was just what it was. It was.
Let me let some of these morons know that. You know, we have supported the troops from the beginning. That's why we didn't want them in there in the first place. We didn't want them killed.
Right.
We didn't want 16 people killed in a helicopter last night.
Yeah.
We didn't want that. We want them to come home. That's what we're protesting right now. We're protesting against not only the war, but we're protesting the troops being there, and they should be coming home now. That's it. That's what we want. That's what we're protesting.
Yeah.
And I must say, you know, about the rally yesterday, it brought not only it was a whole bunch of young people who no doubt understand what the ramifications of this war is going to be on them in the next few months and years to come and the rest of our lives, because this is our country. We are going to be spending the most of our lives, more of our lives than anybody else, especially Bush, in living in this hell that's going to occur out of this war. And I think a lot of people realize that, and a lot of people wanted to come out there. They left school, walked out, and protested. You know, and what happened got blown extremely out of proportion by the media. Now, what really happened, there was a lot of nice protesting going on at, there were some good speakers at the Federal Plaza from about 5 to about 6:15, 6 o'clock. Then they said, march, get across the street, damn it, let's go, let's
right,
go.
Don't let these
cops scare you, just get across the street, let's go. So we walked down Adams Street, and we took it to like State Street or something like
uh-huh.
that. And then we walked all the way down as far as we could, and we kept going. It seemed like nobody got stopped at all by police or anything like that. We walked across the street. We took the street over. We were in the middle of the street for a good amount of time on State Street, and then we went over to Lakeshore Drive. It wasn't State. I think it was Adams, actually.
Right.
Or Jackson. We went over to Lakeshore Drive. We took over the northbound lanes of Lakeshore Drive. There were no cops in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
They must have closed it down ahead of time, is what I'm saying. The cops must have closed it down ahead of time because there were no cars going on the road. But there was no way that any cars could have gone, considering how many people took over all northbound lanes of Lakeshore Drive. So we did that for a good 2 miles going northbound. And once we headed, we were down about 2 miles, then people said, all right, let's jump the median, let's get going. And then so the cops started coming around in riot gear and all this, you know, they were pretty intent on, you know, keeping it peaceful, which it was the whole time.
Right.
I saw one person get arrested on Lakeshore Drive. I have no idea what somebody could have been doing on Lakeshore Drive to get arrested.
Maybe selling a little reefer after all. There's, you know, a big crowd there.
Could have been. I heard somebody got arrested for cocaine possession in L.A. yesterday.
Well, let me ask you something, because I got to move on here, Todd. Let me ask you, your old friend and my former co-worker, Jay Marvin, from WLS, show up for any of these demonstrations? Have you seen Jay Marvin's ass out there protesting the war, or is he?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
But
huh?
Amongst the 10,000, I wouldn't have seen it. One more thing.
Okay.
This wouldn't have been a big deal if we hadn't got off Lakeshore Drive. We should have never got off Lakeshore Drive. I tried to stay on and keep people on as long as possible. People wanted to get off and take over Michigan Avenue yesterday. When we did that, police cornered us in Michigan Avenue and Chicago Avenue and surrounded us with a perimeter where we could not get out. They would not let us out, and they never asked us to disperse. And all we ever wanted to do yesterday was just march down Michigan Avenue, which would have no doubt caused a hell of a lot more traffic than we had already caused, but it would have been, we took it off Lakeshore Drive.
Well, when you have 100,000 people, as these demonstrations have to get to, there's not enough police on any city police force to contain that large of a crowd, and that's what it's got to come to.
And I almost got also one witness report is I almost got thrown into by a cop was throwing a guy around. And this was the only violent incident I saw, and I was, like, right in front of it. This guy was walking away from the police, and one of the policemen saw him walking away, ripped his shirt, pulled him back, and then swung him across the crowd, and it made people kind of flee away. And so when the media in Chicago has talked about chaos at the march, that's what they were talking about. That thing was over within a matter of 15 seconds.
All right.
And that was the only thing that happened yesterday that might have been a little bit out of hand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everything was cool. I will be down there. I'm leaving in 10 minutes to get my ass down to Federal Plaza and do it again, hopefully.
All right, Todd, thanks.
Take care, buddy.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Peaceful demonstration, the right to speak out, the right to petition the government for redress of grievances is something, of course, that Ashcroft and the Bush crime family is trying to extract from the American public, and I just truly believe that there has got to be hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people peacefully demonstrating in the streets of this country to stop this madman. And the madman is not the tyrant in Iraq. The madman is the tyrant in the United States, George W. Bush. It's got to happen. I don't think anybody advocates violence. I said earlier in this program, if somebody goes upside my head, they're going to get an instant reaction. I wish I had a better Zen approach to that, but I don't. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans in the street every single day to let George W. Bush and his crime family understand that no matter how they delude themselves, America does not support this. Mark is calling from Pensacola, Florida. Mark, thanks for holding on. Sorry it took so long. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks.
This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Hey, I was, before I get into what I want to say, I was listening to you talking about all the protests all over the world, which I watch a lot of on this one Link channel on the satellite, the only.
Yeah, I get that channel, too.
The only channel that's not right wing, I think, out of 300. But
yeah.
I thought, you know, we can't go anywhere now. I mean, there's no way any American
and be utterly safe.
So he's put us in danger. Now, of course, they all have health care and Camp David bunkers to go hide in, but we cannot go in anywhere, and it's only a matter of time before that spills over into this country. They've made us much more, you know, much more in danger.
More vulnerable. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And I was thinking, even if you looked at it from a purely pragmatic viewpoint, if you just, let's say you are a Republican, and let's say you say, hey, let's go take Iraq. Do they think it would ever work with a guy leading the charge named Bush and with somebody else named Cheney? Don't you know they all think, those people over there think, you know, this guy is a criminal and we don't trust him a bit.
Sure.
I mean, so that was just foolish. But what I wanted to say was, one, I love your righteous anger, and I think if we all keep that and keep a little bit of a sense of humor, we will win.
I hope that's the case. I'm trying to find the humor, and I can't today. Obviously, I can't today.
Well, can I give you a couple? I read an article about some of the signs in San Francisco, and some of them made me laugh.
Sure.
One was of the protesters, "Kiss me, I'm French." Lesbians against boys invading anything. I love that. Smoke Bud, not Baghdad.
Right.
Who would Jesus bomb? And then there was a dog wearing a sign about bombs kill puppies and millions more. But I was listening to Atlanta's own comedian David Cross, and he compared a war on terrorism to a war on jealousy. You know, you can't. You're never going to win that.
Right, exactly.
But I want to say one more other thing about this. Bush taking the law into his own hands, which he has done. Now, they backed out of that International Criminal Court.
Right.
And, of course, the way they back out of anything, they don't even give you a pittance. They don't say, well, think about it. They just say no.
Right.
So that, you know, it might not make a lot of Americans mad, but it makes a lot of the other people mad. And so then he comes up with this new doctrine, a new law called preemptive or whatever you want to call it, policy.
Uh-huh.
And then instead of trying to take that to the court where he knew he would have run up against a tough sell there, no doubt about it, he just goes ahead and takes the law in his own hands.
Well, the court, let's forget the International Criminal Court. Bush and his thugs took the idea to the United Nations, and the United Nations, not so impolitely, told him to go straight to hell, that such a thing would not be authorized, that an organization set up, chartered to ensure peace on this planet was not going to be the organization that would authorize war in George Bush's name.
Exactly.
They are this gang, this Bush crime family. Not only are they the most ignorant SOBs that I've ever known in my life that have wound up in these positions of power, but they're also the most deadly. These people make Hitler and Stalin and Mao look like a bunch of amateurs with what they have in mind.
I agree, and I don't think any of them will be going to Europe anytime soon, because they'll be going to Brussels after this war. They'll be able to, if they go over to Europe, they'll be able to grab them. That's why you won't see Kissinger going over there either.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, listen, I'm glad you called, Mark. Thanks for finding the program, and I hope you call again.
I will.
All right, sir. Take care. I appreciate it. Mike is calling from Chicago. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing? Haven't heard from you for a while, pal.
I was on yesterday for a few minutes.
Oh, you were? Okay. Well, you know, my brain is just
No. I'm sorry. I called Kathy, and I didn't want to go on the air.
You didn't get... Okay, there you go.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I did call yesterday, though.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I won't bother asking you how you were doing. But
no.
Anyway, was flipping through the channels last night, and figured I'd... I normally don't watch the ABC news station up here, but sure enough, they were talking about they had video from the protests and stuff. I had first caught it on MSNBC. A friend of mine had called and said, go to MSNBC and check out what's going on.
Right.
And then I figured, well, I'll flip around on the channels. I missed Channel 9 up here.
Right.
So I flicked over, waited until 10 o'clock and flicked over and watched what was going on, and it looked pretty peaceful, and then I turned on the radio early this morning around 5:15 and listened to the lovely couple in the morning on...
Don and Roma?
Yeah.
Those two miserable, dried-up psychopaths. Oh, they're just... They both look like a vampire stuck a straw in their carotid artery and just sucked until there was nothing left. Both of them.
Yeah. I got about halfway through the Roma trying to, you know, play the liberal
right.
part, and she was like, you know, well, you know, what we have to remember is, you know, to a time when we were teenagers and we were young and foolish.
Oh, for God's sake!
And I was kidding me.
Well, what about our good friend Jay Marvin? Surely he's out there leading the anti-war demos, right?
Oh yeah, sure he is.
So WLS has just become a little rat's nest of right-wing reactionaries.
Yeah, I don't know, they've got some new... Oh, the other thing that was on Channel 7 News, the ABC
right.
Station. Now, I'll grant you, they for about the first 15... I'd say they gave a good 5 to 7 minutes of the program.
Right.
And I was watching the clock to see how much, and I was like, well, you know, geez, you're listening now. Because as far as protests were concerned in Chicago, they weren't getting that much play.
Right.
Okay.
So
anyway, real quick to cut it all off, towards the end of the 15-minute broadcast about
right.
that, they talked about the other side and how they would like to have their voices. So they gave them a graphic and told them that they were going to have a protest on Saturday at Daily Plaza or the Federal Building.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, you got to be kidding me. These guys get advertising?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, of course. Of course. It's corporate horror media. Mike, thanks for checking in, pal.
Take care, Mike.
All right, sir. You too.
Mass destruction.
All right. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mass destruction. Mass destruction.
Alpha male. Alpha male. Alpha male.
Mass destruction.
Alpha male. Alpha male.
Texas. 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 Texas.
destruction. Mass destruction. Mass destruction. Mass destruction.
Honey, why are you wallpapering? Hmm? I thought you needed to fix the lawnmower and a bunch of other stuff around here.
This isn't wallpaper. I'm just hanging up my to-do list. Have a lot on your list? Sears can get you through it more quickly by offering easy access to over 4.5 million parts. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME, click on Sears.com, or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find the right part for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steph and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, this is Julene Jordan from The Peter Werby Show, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on the IE America Radio Network. It is our mission each and every day to inform and educate you, the audience, about progressive news and views. The Peter Werby Show is your source for left-of-center information, and we have a little bit of fun along the way as well. Tune in weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen live at www.ieamericaradio.com.
Hello, this is Handy Dave Rush inviting you to join the fun on Home Improvement USA. Great guests and experts offer home improvement advice and keep us updated on new products and technologies. On Home Improvement USA, we give away terrific prizes to all our callers. Join me, Handy Dave, along with Ken Walchek on location at Clark Devon Hardware in Chicago and engineer and handyman Jay Brentlinger for Home Improvement USA. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific on Saturday. Don't miss it. Home Improvement USA.
We broadcast it on Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on IE America Radio Network.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
half before the hour. Dr. John is calling from Springfield, Missouri. Dr. John, welcome to the program.
Well, hi, Mike. Hey. I tell you what, it's kind of a pretty sad day.
It is indeed.
I was, in fact, one of the first things I wanted to mention is that when you drop bombs on people who either cannot or will not defend themselves, it's not war, it's murder.
It's murder, yeah.
And a friend of mine and I were talking last night, and he and I have over 30 years in the Air National Guard, and we're no great strategic thinkers or anything like that. But we happen to think of something that perhaps, you know, we should think about is that, we're, you know, why is Saddam wasting what few scuds he have has left out in a, making holes in the desert? Why isn't he dropping them on Israel? And I think we figured out the reason is that he's waiting for us to get to Baghdad. And he knows that if he drops them, anything on Israel, which he's, I'm sure, wanting to do very badly, that they'll retaliate, maybe with nukes. And then we've got our troops in Baghdad, and he's got us as a hostage to keep Israel from coming after him.
The old come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly type thing?
It's called the dogs of war. Look at what look at what's happening in Cairo today. We've unleashed the dogs of war, and they're now roaming around the neighborhood hungry, looking for kittens.
And they will find them.
They will find them.
The entire Middle East. We have supported one, two, three kingdoms there, Kuwait, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. We have supported two military dictatorships, Iraq and Egypt. We have supported a country that is known as a hotbed of terrorism, Syria. What's his name? Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and the rest of these monsters do business with countries like Libya, Iraq, Iran, and have no problem with taking their blood money. But these countries that we have supported that through force keep the lid on Islamic fundamentalism, these are the countries that are going to absolutely rupture and explode.
Mike, very quickly before it's time to go, when all this is finished and we get our puppet installed over there, whoever it might be, some general probably, it's going to wind up like Karzai over in...
sure.
He's going to be the mayor of Baghdad.
That's it.
And the rest of the country is going to be a three-way civil war between the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shiites.
That's right. Absolutely. It's coming as surely as night follows day. Thanks, Dr. John.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Mullay.
You're listening to Mike Mullay on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the charts.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24/7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. A series of blasts just went off in downtown Baghdad with flames and smoke filling the sky as U.S. jets pound the city with bombs. In the past few hours, coalition sorties have increased dramatically, and sporadic anti-aircraft fire has been exploding over Baghdad. Pentagon officials say that that's what's being witnessed as part of the shock and awe phase of Operation Iraqi Freedom. President Bush is being criticized by some for using military force against Saddam Hussein. Richard Perle, the chairman of the Defense Advisory Board think tank at the Pentagon, is confident that most people change their minds once they learn the truth about the regime of Saddam Hussein.
I think the world will be shocked when we have the firsthand testimony of Iraqis who have not been free to talk about what life has been like under that regime.
French President Jacques Chirac has reportedly said the U.S. administration violated international law, while demonstrations against the U.S. have escalated in many Arab nations. The anti-war protest in San Francisco started on a high note, but ended on a sad note. Joel Commissure reports.
The good mood didn't last very long. A group of musicians quickly got onto the sidewalk as soon as police told them to, but for some reason or other, large group of police officers surrounded the musicians and they're putting them under arrest despite an appeal from some other people in the crowd to let them go. Joel Kamischer, San Francisco.
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm, it's creamy. Delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt. This is it. That's Hidden Valley.
This is the real McCoy. This is the Hidden Valley.
That's what ranch dressing is supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley. The benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
Ice skating is cool. Hey, the Ovaltine man.
Yeah.
No kid can resist the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hot. Creamy.
Really chocolatey.
Is this hot cocoa?
No way. It's rich chocolate Ovaltine. Hot.
Kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste. It's made with milk, not water. So it tastes creamier than ordinary hot cocoa. And moms know Ovaltine's better for you. It's full of vitamins and minerals. Christmas and Carnation aren't.
Ovaltine hot rules.
Ovaltine, please.
Ports along the Gulf Coast are keeping watch for any suspicious activity. The public may not notice any visible difference from the coast. However, Port of Galveston Director Steve Cernak says they've been maintaining a watchful eye for months now.
The Port of Galveston's been maintaining a high level of security since the security level had been raised earlier. I guess approximately 6 months ago we had that increase in security levels.
Cernak says people can call the police or Coast Guard if they see any suspicious activity.
I have a headache. I will take Tylenol now.
It's easy to forget sometimes. You don't have to do things the same way over and over. You have a choice.
I always take Tylenol.
But you could take Advil. Advil Liquigels are proven to work faster, stronger, better than Tylenol on tough pain.
I need data.
Clinical tests prove it. Advil Liquigels, advanced liquid-filled capsules, rush relief where you need it.
So I have a choice. I can choose Advil.
When was the last time you rethought your pain medicine? For better headache relief, advance to Advil.
As the shock and awe phase of the war begins, people are watching the bombardment on TV screens in Times Square. Lisa Romanello reports.
Shock and awe stirs patriotism among some New Yorkers.
After the Twin Towers, they get what they deserve.
You equate 9/11 with Iraq?
I think that's where the heart of it is.
It's got its financing from somewhere, and it has to be from there, because they happen to be one of the richest countries right now, with the oil and everything.
But there is concern about Iraqi civilians. One man visiting from France called it a sad day. He's not worried about discrimination during his visit, though. He says he hopes the American people are more clever than their president. Lisa Romanello, New York.
As the shock and awe stage of the U.S.-led war on Iraq moves forward, investors obviously took some encouragement from developments today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 235 points to 85.21. The Nasdaq was up 18 to 14.21. The S&P 500 added 20 points to 8.95. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bigger is better, right? Not necessarily, especially when it comes to oversized wheels and tires on your vehicle. There could be some real consequences for switching from the manufacturer's recommended sizes. And when I come back, I'll tell you why.
We're at the track asking drivers why they recommend Champion Platinum Power spark plugs. Here comes Matt Kenseth and his Ford. Matt, why do you trust Champion? He said Champion provides long-lasting power. Here comes Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his Chevy. Dale said Champion has the right technology. So use Champion in your car no matter what make it is. Champion, the world's favorite spark plug. What'd he say?
Get new Champion Platinum Power spark plugs at a leading auto parts store or retailer near you.
Oversized wheels and tires can cost you more than their sticker price. Today's cars, onboard computers, are programmed to perform with factory-sized wheels. Switching sizes confuses the computer, and it's not nice to fool Mother Nature or your car's computer. The cost? Poor performance, lower mileage, and increased transmission wear. Also affected, anti-lock brake systems and speedometer accuracy. So invest your money wisely in the best tires with factory-recommended dimensions. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us!
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
7 past the hour. Welcome back. All right, we're going to take a few phone calls, and then we are going to play for you again. It runs a little over 5 minutes. The attack on Baghdad, I guess now it's been about 5 hours ago. Because I want you to hear the shock and awe. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Tom is calling from Marietta, Georgia. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
Thanks for holding on, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure. I've been in Europe, actually, in the last couple of weeks, in Brussels and Amsterdam, and got back this week. And normally you feel, you know, kind of good to get back to the United States after being outside. And this time it was a little bit stranger. I feel like you're leaving the land of the sane into a land of sort of relative madness. So I won't ask you how you're doing. I really kind of know.
It was like coming back into an asylum, maybe, huh?
Yeah, it really is. You know, over there I was watching the BBC on television, and a couple things that sort of make me sick are, like, CNN. You got this guy Aaron Brown, I guess his name, and it's almost like these people are cheerleading in some way.
Well, they are. I don't think, and not to correct you, but I don't think it's almost like at all. This is what has happened to corporate media in this country. This is the reason they pay these guys the big bucks, to get out there and to become absolute street prostitutes for this war. And they're more than willing to do it because they know that if they don't, first of all, I think there's very few anchor men or women who have any moral aspect to them at all. They will sell out to whomever in order to maintain their visibility, their whoredom, their celebrityness. So I don't care if it's Aaron Brown or these punks on Fox. Any of these people who get the kind of exposure that being an anchor person or a reporter on camera for news organizations, it's come to that point. This is not journalism anymore, Tom. It's just pure, simple prostitution.
Yeah. I have to say a little bit, though. Peter Werby, on before you, sort of took your policy today towards right-wingers. He really didn't want to hear from him. He kind of lost his zen cool today.
Well, that can happen.
Even
to people who have studied Tai Chi for 15 years.
Well, then your first call was a right winger, right?
Yeah,
right in the dunk tank.
Yeah, I thought I would give him some time, but like most of these brain dead zombies, you know, they keep going back to Clinton's penis.
Yeah,
that's all they can do. They are fascinated with Clinton's private parts, and that's all they can do.
Now, here's what I got to ask you. I mean, I must be a little bit stupid, but when this thing first started off this week, and this shock and awe didn't begin, I mean, I actually, call me dumb, but I mean, I'm holding out hopes that some of this was bluster. You know, we know we're fully capable of it, but you know, you feel that the troops are advancing and things are going on, and it's like they, you know, like probably hit Saddam.
Well, you know what shock and awe was for? These murderous bastards who run this country now. This was not just to cause the Iraqi military to collapse. This is a display. This was a display of U.S. firepower for the Russians, for the Chinese, for the North Koreans, for the Iranians, for the Syrians, for anybody else who may not be intimidated by the Bush crime family. This, the people of Iraq, the people of Baghdad that were butchered today, that were blown into a million pieces, they were object lesson one. This is what we have, and we are psychopathic enough that we will use it. We will use it on a civilian population. We will use it on a city. We will use it on a third world country that hasn't even been able to feed itself for the past 12 years. We are murderous. And if we will do this to Iraq, imagine what we will do to you.
Yeah, I think you opened the show with this being a day of utter and absolute shame, and I couldn't agree with you more. And as I, you know, talked to a group of people in Amsterdam, because I was over there on business talking to people, I said, you know, and I'm not the Dixie Chicks by any means,
right.
But I just said, you know, I'm more of a citizen of the world now and a human being first. And we in America, we have to learn civil disobedience along with the Second Amendment. I have got no doubt whatsoever that we have to start teaching our kids, because I'm the father of a serviceman and I'm an ex-serviceman myself, but
we've
just got to learn that to use our power wisely. If not, this is going to come back to haunt us.
I think you're absolutely right. Thanks,
Tom. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. All right. We're going to I want you to hear this. If you did not, for those of you who have heard it and don't want to listen to this, I understand. This is shock and awe.
Thank you.
Is what we did to a city of 5 million, 50% of whom are under the age of 16, 4 hours ago. That's what we did. Patrick is calling from Owensboro, Kentucky. Patrick, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Whoa, when you said that, that just gave me goosebumps. Whoa, yeah, this is the first time. God bless you, man. Good to hear from you. I can't believe I got a hold of you. My question is, since we're under siege here in the U.S., I just hope that the rest of the world knows this. I mean, I hope that they're not mad at Americans, you know, but they know that this is freaking, W.
I think a lot of we get calls from people listening in other countries occasionally, people from Europe, people from Australia, and I think to some degree those foreign people, foreign to us, understand that this country is in lockdown with a fascist regime. But I do think they hold us responsible that we've allowed this to happen. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back to you, Patrick. We have to take a quick break here. The impression I get from emails from people overseas and from phone calls to this program overseas is that, yeah, like Patrick says, he hopes that they can differentiate. Did we differentiate during World War II between the Nazi leadership and the German people?
Following conversation is real. It took place on November 27th, 2002, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber who was involved in an accident.
OnStar emergency.
I need help, please.
I have you located on U.S. Highway 45.
Can you call my husband?
Just as soon as I get emergency services to you. One moment.
911 office.
Yes, this is Victoria from OnStar. I have an accident with airbag deployment on U.S. Highway 45.
When you have OnStar, a live advisor can help you in virtually any situation 24 hours a day.
Hello, ma'am. Emergency services have been contacted. You wanted me to call your husband. Can I get the number?
885.
OnStar is available in many Chevrolet cars and trucks. Visit your Chevy dealer or Chevy.com for details.
Hello, Mrs. Drag. Your husband is on the line. Go ahead, sir.
You okay?
So bad.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Ma'am, would you like me to stay on the line with you?
No, ma'am. There's people here. Thank you.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
I'm Phil Lempert, your supermarket guru with today's Hidden Valley Ranch dressings tip right after this.
One morning, a truck drove into the Dallas Farmers Market, loaded with fresh salad fixings and a special dressing.
Mmm. It's creamy.
delicious.
And when people tasted that dressing,
that spicy but smooth taste,
they knew where the truck was from.
No doubt. This is it.
That's Hidden Valley.
This is the real McCoy. This is Hidden Valley.
It's a ranch dressing supposed to taste like. It's the original.
Hidden Valley Ranch. Taste the way ranch is supposed to taste.
Hidden Valley. The benchmark of ranch dressings.
Nothing else measures up.
If you want to look your best, be sure you eat the right foods. Tomatoes and strawberries both contain vitamin C, which naturally produces collagen, keeping skin looking plump and lifted. Broccoli is high in magnesium, helping our bodies cope more effectively with stress, which we all know has one of the most dangerous effects on our skin. Have a salad and look great. Hidden Valley Ranch, the way ranch is supposed to taste, because they made it first and made it taste right.
The place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I want you to join us every afternoon, Monday through Friday, for 3 hours of fiery, outspoken, informative, political talk radio that's impossible to ignore. Mike brings you the truth with the facts and sources to back it up. And whether you agree or disagree with his point of view, I guarantee Mike will give you something to talk about. So find out what you've been missing. Go to ieamericaradio.com and bring a little truth to your life. You'll be glad you did.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to ieamericaradio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
The course of this conflict is not known, yet its outcome is certain. God is not neutral.
Oh, you sick, sick, filthy, filthy human being to invoke the name of God for mass murder. Back to Patrick in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yeah, what we were talking about a while ago, as far as the world reaction goes, yes, they hold the American people accountable, but, you know, how much do they know about, you know, Florida 2000,
right.
BT, Clayton, Catherine Harris.
I know.
That needs to get out.
I don't think they understand our system. Most countries around the planet have parliamentary systems of government, or if not parliamentarian systems of government, systems that are much more responsive in a more direct way to what is the will of the governed.
Right.
It's been stacked in this country, our system of electing people on a national level. It was stacked in favor of the wealthy, stacked in favor of the landowner, stacked in favor of people other than the common voter, folks like you and me, making the decision. And now even that corrupt system has been totally corrupted by money and by the Bush crime family.
Right.
George W. Bush will serve 8 years in office. I have no doubt.
Oh, God, don't tell me that.
Well, I have no doubt, because even though the American people might want to remove him, The system by which we laughingly or allegedly choose our leaders now has also been totally corrupted.
I don't think we'll be on the map.
Well, if we are, if there still is a United States of America that hasn't been reduced to the kind of rubble that we have reduced the city of Baghdad to, I don't think George Bush will never relinquish power. And especially the people behind him, these murderous bastards like Pearl and Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld, they are not going to relinquish power. I feel that in my gut now. I kind of hoped that the American people would turn on this dictator. But when I look at the polls and see how much support is there, I know the polls can be wrong, but if even 1% of the American public supports these murderous gangsters, we're in trouble. And the polls say that 50, 60, 70% support this. I think the United States, as you and I knew it growing up, I think that has ceased to exist, and it ceased today. It didn't cease on December 20th, 2000, when the Supreme Court handed the presidency to the Bush crime family. I think it ended today, because in defiance of not just a normal, in defiance not just of morality and ethical conduct and the normal interplay between nations, not just in defiance of that, but in defiance of international law, in defiance of the feeble attempts humans have made to to regulate international conduct, the Bush crime family today brushed it off the table and said, we are what we are. I am because I am. And this is it. This is the day. I do believe this. I'm not trying to be melodramatic here. I'm not trying to overstate it. But that's what I believe. In listening now three times to that five-minute audio and having watched it this afternoon on CNN, the destruction that was hurled against a third-world city in a third-world country that could no more defend itself than pee up a rope, the mass murder that was committed today, I think, is on a par with anything that any totalitarian state has ever done to any state that it invaded. And to think that we did this without provocation.
Yeah, you know, and whenever there's a Republican in office, we always look at it as a very grim thing. But, you know, Bush doesn't even really compare to Adolf Hitler. I mean, he's worse.
It's the people, right, the people behind him. Bush is...
I think the American people are smarter than that. I think all tyrants are a minority, you know, proven throughout history.
I hope that's the case.
And there are more, I'm being positive now, but there are more protesters today, as they say,
well,
than there were in the 60s.
I hope you're right. Patrick, we're out of time. Thank you, sir.
Good.
All right, call again. It's a pleasure to hear from you. I hope you call again. Stay with us.
Right now is a great time to buy Goodyear tires because all Goodyear brand tires are on sale. This includes Goodyear's highest quality tires. And for a limited time, get up to $50 cash on a cash card with the purchase of four selected Goodyear tires. So stop into Goodyear today for big savings on all Goodyear tires and get up to $50 cash. But hurry, these offers end April 5th. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and the Goodyear store near you. Or visit a participating retailer where Goodyear tires are sold.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peter Werbe's next at 6 on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
The war on Iraq has given the British government the leverage it needs to crush the firefighters' union. Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott says the government will introduce a bill in Parliament soon, forcing a contract on the firefighters and taking direct control over their operations. The move comes just 2 days after union delegates resoundingly rejected a contract offer calling for a 16% pay raise over the next 3 years. That move, coupled with the government's response, could spark new strikes. A 24-hour walkout scheduled for today, however, has been canceled.
The union attempting to organize workers at the nation's largest uniform supplier says employees are entitled to millions of dollars in unpaid overtime. This week, Unite, the Union of Needle Trades Industrial and Textile Employees, filed a class action suit in a U.S. court charging the Cintas Corporation with violations of the Fair Labor Standards Act. The union says as many as 3,500 current and former Cintas workers are entitled to up to $100 million in unpaid overtime. Cintas argues that the employees in question were operating as salespersons and thus not entitled to time and a half pay.
A Florida-based manufacturer of body armor for the police and military may be in more legal trouble for its union-busting activities. Workers at Point Blank's factory outside Fort Lauderdale have been trying since July to unionize, but the company engaged in a surveillance and retribution effort against workers leading the organizing drive. In January, a federal judge issued an injunction against Point Blank, citing multiple violations of labor law, but Point Blank now faces 15 new charges of union busting. Since then, the company fired at least one worker for union activities and withheld overtime from others who support the union. If the National Labor Relations Board finds merit in the charges, Point Blank could be held in contempt.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steph and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Satt. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
The policy of my government is the removal of Saddam.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Back to your phone calls in just a second. I'm going to post this entire thing at my website tonight after the program. Go to MikeMalloy.net or MikeMalloy.com. Click on the Daily Program Topics page. It's titled, Let There Be No Doubt. Very quickly, a 5,000-year-old civilization located in the valley between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, hallowed by the reverence of history, is being destroyed by a 200-year-old, technologically superior and morally challenged tribe, high on steroidal missiles and bombs, coveting world domination and empire. Civilian Iraq is defenseless, and this war is murder. Let there be no doubt, this is an act of unprovoked barbarism that will be recorded in blood and will be on this nation's hands. Let there be no doubt, this war will violate the sovereignty of a state and will reverse the progress of the modern age, poised for 300 years on the hope of preventing war. Let there be no doubt, what is now called preemptive war is a swift attack followed by invasion, carnage, and enforced submission. Let there be no doubt, when the first bombs fall on Iraq, the world will shrink away from us in shock, but not in awe. Let there be no doubt, there is no alliance of the willing, only ultimately an alliance of countries which want to be on the winning side of this war. Let there be no doubt, this is a war callous in the extreme. It will enrich the U.S. energy and weapons industries. Exxon has the sole concession for fueling the U.S. Army. Halliburton will fix the oil infrastructure. Kellogg, Brown, and Root, owned by Halliburton, will build American bases. Let there be no doubt, the responsibility of citizens of the United States is inscribed in the record of the Nuremberg War Crime Tribunal. The responsibility is clear. Quote, individuals have international duties which transcend the national obligations of obedience. Therefore, individual citizens have the duty to violate domestic laws to prevent crimes against peace and crimes against humanity from occurring. Now, that's what you and I are stuck with. This is what was imposed as a result of Hitler's invasion of Poland in 1939. Conclusions were drawn when the war was over. Conclusions were drawn and law was inscribed forever where it concerned the aggressive acts of a state out of control. That's where we are. And I don't care how much we try to avoid the responsibility that we have as a society, we cannot. The Bush crime family is literally destroying the world. Mary Jo is calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Mary Jo, this is your first time calling, right?
Yes, but I listen every night after work to the repeat shows.
Ah, well, thank you.
My corporate master has deemed it unimportant that I have a sound card in my computer at work, therefore I don't have the technology to listen during the day.
Well.
But this radio station, or whatever it is, this network, is, oh, God, I stopped listening to Nationalistic Public Radio. I have a 20-year-old TV, and I rarely turn it on because all of it is propaganda.
Uh-huh.
You know, propaganda passing as truth to people who are too lazy to go anywhere beyond NBC to look for news. I mean, at work, that's where most people's computers are, MSNBC, and I just want to go slap them upside the head and say, you know, you need to get another perspective. And,
but they're not going to. I mean, media in this country is nothing but a collection of two-bit whores, prostitutes, streetwalkers, yeah, and pimps.
There's a website called Media Whores Online, and it's bringing the media to their knees, but we already realized they were there.
I'm very familiar with that website.
And, you know, it's just, when you were playing those bombs, I mean, I'm looking out, I live in one of the suburbs of St. Louis, one of the more liberal ones that did pass an anti-USA Patriot resolution that I worked on in coalition with a bunch of other people. And it's, the sky is blue, temperatures in the 50s, couldn't ask for a better day, and I just wanted to cry listening to that because Iraqi mothers, Iraqi children, and I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
I know.
Are scared to death.
If they're not.
Not everybody has relatives in Amman where they can go visit.
Yeah, they're scared. They're scared to death if they're not dead.
Yeah.
And
how can? What is the difference between Baby Bush and calling on the name of God and Osama bin Laden? Both of them are fundamentalists.
Well, they're both religiously insane. They both will stop at nothing to impose their religious/political ideology, and they're both killers.
And you know, another thing that I don't hear discussed much is what role does the fundamentalist Christian notion of the end of the world in times and end time prophecy?
Right.
Play in Bush's decision-making.
It plays in very deeply. We've discussed that a couple of times at length on this program. It plays in very deeply. Bush honestly believes, he is a madman, only he's the worst kind of madman. He is religiously inspired. This dolt, this moron, thinks that he is doing God's will. You hear him invoke God's name in private, off-the-record discussions with Christian religious fundamentalists in this country. He talks about his relationship with Jesus. Jesus Christ would lift his leg and pee on George Bush out of contempt.
I wish it could happen.
Just out of contempt.
I would name my dog Jesus Christ if I could.
Well, this, you know, a weasel, a filthy, filthy perverter of Christian doctrine like George Bush, you know, I think he would be the one that even Christ would turn to on the cross, and instead of saying to the thief, "This day you will join me in heaven with my Father," I think he would look at Bush and say, "You might as well get off the cross, you little thug, because you're not coming anywhere near heaven."
Oh, this is why I love this show, because, you know, and another thing that makes me mad about the Dixie Chicks, and a whole bunch of things about American society now. I mean, in Europe, they're shutting down cities. And what are we doing? We're going about business as usual.
Well, we're changing French fries to freedom fries. That'll show them.
give me a break.
Hey, listen, I hope you call again, Mary Jo.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for being there.
Well, thank you for being there.
All right, thanks.
Take
Bye.
Care. Reuters now is reporting about 30 minutes ago, Turkish troops, Thomas sent this to me, Turkish troops will enter northern Iraq. Turkey said on Friday its troops would enter northern Iraq to prevent an influx of refugees across its borders. The United States has not agreed to Turkey sending troops into northern Iraq, a U.S. official said. Looks like it's going to be a three-way war, Thomas writes. Which side is Bush going to take? It's going to be worse than a three-way war. Bush is operating on instructions from his perverted God, and it doesn't make any difference who crosses what border. Linda in Maryland sent this to me. Mike, I just saw a very sad sight on local Baltimore television. A father held up a picture of his son, who was killed last night in Iraq. His son was aboard the helicopter that crashed. The father said, while holding up his son's picture, "I want you to see this, Bush. This was my only son." Neighbors and family were all standing outside around this man in tears. The news reporter said that the family was not at all in favor of this war. This young Marine sergeant had told his wife before he left that he didn't think he would make it back alive. How many other sad stories will there be? The young man's name was Kendall Waters Bay. I want you to see this, Bush. This was my only son. How many times could that be repeated in Iraq today? And not just dead Americans or dead British. How much blood is on George Bush's hands? What a murderer. What an unconscionable murderer. Carlos is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Carlos, our Latin American bureau chief.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, not very good, huh?
I'm not.
I know.
I'm gonna ask how you're doing because
I understand.
I can figure that out. I'm trying to get my thoughts together here. Yeah. The reason why I called, I wanted to propose an idea, but first I wanted to pick up on something that one of your callers said, which was that people should know that we're not all like that and we're better and it's Bush. Well, if I have time to say this, my best friend works at a hospital. He's a radiology technician, so, you know, he works with nurses, doctors, all that good stuff.
Right.
And the people there, besides the usual really toxic Midwestern type of really sick comments like we should nuke him, this and that, I've been sharing with people the pictures that you provided with the Iraqi children.
Oh, yeah, on my
affected
website.
By
yeah.
depleted uranium. I come from a pretty, you know, a neighborhood where I came from, you know, you don't see many men crying and all that stuff. I had to hold, you know, my tears back, and I'm not ashamed to say it. What the hell, you know?
Mm-hmm, sure.
That still makes me 20 times more of a man than Bush will ever hope to be.
Yeah.
But one girl, when he was explaining this to her, they never want to read or see any of the emails that I send them. They don't have time. They say he's crazy. He's some kind of weirdo for saying the things he says. Anyway, when he was explaining this to them, this one girl that he was trying to date or whatever, she said, "Well, why are they having children? Why are they having children if that stuff's going on?"
The Iraqis?
Yeah. Yeah. Why are they bothering to have children if supposedly they have all this other stuff?
And he
That's how she
and,
dismissed it. You see what I'm saying?
He wanted to marry this woman?
He wanted to date
he
her.
He wanted
like,
to
he
date her?
He dug her. Yeah, he's a single yeah. guy, so, you know, she was he'll get whatever. And he told me that, and he was like, "So what you're saying is that they shouldn't have kids like me, you, or I, or anyone?"
Yeah.
That just shows you that we're very sick, caveman-like society. Okay, I'm not saying this is everyone. I know, there's you, there's your wife, there's tons of people, very decent. The people are protesting. I have a lot of love for them. But there's also a lot of people that make the world hate us with their attitudes, with their indifference,
right.
with their just bloodlust, and I don't know, I don't have words for that. For someone who works at this is the point I'm trying to make, for someone that works in healthcare, to say that these people shouldn't even, why are they bothering to have kids? Like they're some kind of animal.
I know.
That are, but okay, enough of that. I wanted to ask you, are you aware of people like protesting up in CNN since you live in Georgia? Have you, I haven't heard the show today, so I don't know if you mentioned
that. There's a protest scheduled for tomorrow at noon that's supposed to form up at noon tomorrow in downtown Atlanta. I would imagine that's not very far from CNN. Atlanta City, the downtown is not that big. I believe there was one last night that shut down Peachtree Street, which is one of the main drags in Atlanta, right at rush hour. So tomorrow, Saturday, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I do know that one is planned for noon tomorrow in downtown Atlanta is where it's supposed to, where people are supposed to meet. And then I don't know if they're going to move the 4 or 5 blocks from there to CNN Central, CNN Center.
I hope so, because, I mean, taking a page from what Venezuelans did up in their country when they took their protests to the gates of Globovisión and Venevisión and the rest of that right-wing junk that they have over there, it made people that didn't even agree with them wonder, well, what are they doing there? Why would you go to a network? What does that mean? You know, what are people doing out there? And it made a lot of people see that, you know, they know, they're telling them, we know you're lying, we know you're complicit, and we're not going to leave here until we show the world that you're a bunch of bastards. And that's what I think we should do here. CNN, Fox, you know, fine. Yeah, we're not going to change. You know, O'Reilly is still going to be a piece of, I'm not trying to get you kicked off the air here. But, you know, all these people are going to be what they are. But I want to hold a mirror to their face. And that guy, Aaron Brown, and the rest of these, and I don't want to call them whores, because whores, they serve a certain purpose in society.
Yeah, whores are...
Want to insult them.
Yeah, I hate to use the term dogs, curs, but they're good dogs.
Right. Yeah, no, dogs are noble creatures.
Disease.
Yeah, there you go. Disease, you know, fine. That's exactly right, because to call them anything close to human, they know what's going on. You think they don't know what we're doing? And they're just sitting there day in and day out just lying through their teeth. And you know, most people, you tell them, well, you know, the media is full of it. They lie. And they'll say, well, no, you know, maybe they're sensationalistic or this, but they'll never lie. You know, they don't do that. And I want people to just go there, civil disobedience. I mean, I'm not telling anyone to do anything. I mean, it's fine for me to say it sitting here in my chair. But I would like to encourage people and to use your show as a platform and spread the idea. That's wherever you have some big media conglomerate or whatever or corporation close to your headquarters, go there and make those people come out with their cameras and show you. And because you know what these people do? It's like they do in Fox. They go to the guy that's probably high and with the blue hair and ask him, well, what do you think we should do? Because I literally saw that on Fox News one time, you see.
Yeah.
So I want people to go there and to tell them to their face what they are. And hopefully, I mean, I don't know, maybe someone will drag, Chris Matthews by his genitals and tar and feather him. Am I going overboard here?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Is that,
But I understand.
So drag him by the hair.
You are certainly, you know, it's funny. We're talking about whether or not you're using bad language, or I've used bad language today, or a couple other people have used bad language on this program today, and we attacked a third world country in a 5,000-year-old area of the world and wreaked death and destruction, and you and I have to worry about our language. Isn't that nice?
Well, you know what, Mike? One thing, they are brown, and you know that us brown people, we're not really quite that human. So, you know,
yeah, I hear you.
It's easy to dismiss. You know, that's the attitude. That's what I get from people where I work. I've started saying some things today nobody wanted to hear, so why am I going to waste my time? You know, I hope they can learn one day, but...
It's an awful day. It's an awful, awful day. Carlos, thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you for listening, man.
You bet. Take care.
more scoop and you're done with the driveway.
Oh.
Now for the hard part, standing up straight, because your back is stuck at a 45-degree angle. But it won't be for long. With a Thermacare heat wrap, put Thermacare on your back, neck, or shoulder, get 8 hours of deep down powerful heat. So tight muscles relax and you feel relief. Get Thermacare in the pain reliever aisle. Then head back outside, because the snowplow just left you a present.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine. Here's what the late Senator Paul Wellstone said. At a time of growing concentration, In These Times is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore. In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, the people who say they are sick of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the charts.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24-7, yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by with good will and volitional control.
Or whatever the heck that just was. So call 1-800-397-8255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Hi, this is Julene Jordan from The Peter Werby Show. Noon to 3 p.m. Eastern every weekday on the IE America Radio Network. It is our mission each and every day to inform and educate you, the audience, about progressive news and views. The Peter Werby Show is your source for left-of-center information, and we have a little bit of fun along the way as well. Tune in weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen live at www.ieamericaradio.com. Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Abram is calling from Santa Fe. Welcome to the program, Abram.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
It's been a while. I just have one short comment to make.
Well, if there's only 30% of us left here, April 15th is coming up soon, and we can all simply just refuse to pay our requested dues this time.
I wish that such a thing were possible, but you and I both know then what that entails. I guess people who are willing to take that risk, we are dealing with a madman and his government. I think what we need to do, my opinion, is just to be in the streets. I don't know what else to do. Your idea is good. Yes, it is a good idea.
Ultimately, it hits them where it hurts. I mean, it means putting, you know, each one of us putting ourselves on the line and being willing to volunteer for the nearest internment camp. But, you know, it certainly, you know, there's a lot of money going down, raining down on Baghdad right now. They got to pay for it somehow.
Yeah, they sure do. Thanks, Abram.
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
No, thank you, sir, for calling.
Okie doke.
All right, take care. Zeph is calling from Santa Fe. Zeph, welcome to the program.
Mike.
Your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is. I just want to let you and the listeners know that Bush's God, Satan, knocked the satellite out here. And so we didn't have you...
on KTRC?
No, you're still out. It's still out. And if it goes back on at 4 o'clock, then I smell a rat.
I don't think that'd be the case. KTRC management loves the program, both right. Mine and Peter's. So I'm sure there was some kind of technical difficulty. Who knows what it is? I'm sure we'll be back by Monday.
It just, you know, like I say, Satan does have the power to do that, and that is the God that little Bush serves.
Doesn't he? He does.
Come on, it was Skull and Bones and, you know, all his affiliations and oaths, and he's never said what he's born again into. He never says, well, I'm born again in Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus has gotten such a bad rap. This is horrible because, you know, who would Jesus bomb? No one.
Maybe he would bomb George. Hey, Zeph, we're flat out of time. Please call back again. We'd love to hear from you. And I know that your first call, we have to cut it off. But thank you so much.
Godspeed, Mike.
All right. Take care. Program today engineered in Detroit by Stephanie Stryker, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. My name is Mike Malloy. I'll see you Monday, I hope. Do take care.
Voicing opposition to the war.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Steph and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts in Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blum.